Random thought. D.L. Hewley has the best take on this whole Kanye Kim situation, hands down.
It's never been fun. I think that I've watched too many times where things like that happen and a woman or somebody's not believed and then things escalate.
Yeah.
He is stalking her. You could think it's cute. If it was my daughter, I'd do something about it. I don't think it's funny. I think that you can't write a beat so good that you get to do these things. And society laughs it off because they say, well, she showed her ass all the time and he's this and he's that and this. That. At a certain point, it is not unusual for men like that. The only difference between him and a restraining order is about 20 hits and a couple of $100 million. I just don't think it's funny. I think that Kanye wouldn't get no pussy at all if he didn't write no hits. You know that. Like, he's not the kind of dude. He don't, like, he counts on this mystique.
Right.
And in the end, she got just as much bread as she did.
Yeah.
And why talk to him? Pete Davidson is a scribe. Like, I don't get what the point is of threatening him. Like, if you threatening to do this to a woman, all they gonna do is her harder.
Yes, I agree with DL. You know, in the words of the great President Obama, Kanye's a jackass. So
I forgot he said that.
So I stopped messing with Kanye ever since he said slavery was a choice. At that point, I'm like, I'm totally done with him. Yeah. But his behavior that he's doing over this divorce with Kim, attacking Pete Davidson, buying a house mm-hmm. right across the street. It's like, I mean, he's not stable. And so his rants and posts he's doing, it's only because he's rich. He can get away with doing this stuff. But any right. other average Joe, you'd put a restraining order out. I mean, the dude has issues, and I'm hoping it doesn't escalate to anything crazy. In his most recent video that he has where he's, you know, burying Pete Davidson and all that, and I'm like, this dude is sick.
He's definitely sick, man. You know, the thing about it is, I think now it's not that we don't know that Kanye is out there, right? People just keep giving him a pass. And they've given him a pass because of the music he puts out, which to me has not been the greatest since, I think his greatest work was still his first album, right? And which is, it's really unfair to do that to artists because it usually is, because they've had all this time to work on this stuff and that's what they put out. It's all their life work into that. And then all of a sudden they start doing the other stuff and they start to evolve. I like the very first one, right? But then not only that, I think also when he did the George Bush doesn't care about black people, it was such a bold statement, especially at the time, to do that to the point that you saw, Dr. Evil not know how to handle that. He didn't know how to react to it. Right. So it's like you see all of that and you go, so people have given him this pass and, oh, Kanye speaks for black people. No, he doesn't. Right. Not all of us. Let's get that really clear, because not all of us are batshit crazy like Kanye. And the thing about Kanye, I think that we've got to realize is that I think we're seeing now why Kim didn't tell him about giving the address to Chicago's birthday party. If he's acting the ass like this on social, which he did when he didn't get the invitation to the party and somebody else let him in, and it's like, you know, now you know why.
Right.
I don't need this energy around the birthday party. It's her day. Yeah, you want to be the dad. It's you want to be the dad for social media. Listen, you can't fight that battle that way. And the way that he's doing this, buying a house across the street, threatening Pete Davidson, she ain't coming back. It's okay. Getting a lookalike ain't doing nothing for you.
Well, I think that's the problem with celebrity status, because you have people around you that want to keep the money train going. And so people won't tell Kanye he's wrong and tell him his issues because they want to keep making that money. And they're supportive of it. And the dude is just out there. He needs help. He needs counseling. He needs a whole lot. But if I was Kim and Pete, I would be very cautious and put a restraining order out. Just being safe side. There's nothing bad about that. Put a restraining order out. And then child visits need to be supervised. You know, but other than that, like, you got to take this stuff seriously. And you can't think that because you're a Kardashian, you're untouchable. Because when somebody like Kanye is that crazy and unstable, you never know what they'll do. I just say both of them need to take care of themselves and protect themselves, because I wouldn't trust Kanye at all.
I agree. Totally agree. You've got security. You've got this. But still, at the same time, make sure it's recorded with the police. And you have, I mean, and you know, I'm never for anybody of any other race calling the police on a black man. But this time, do it. Do it, damn it.
Well, you gotta
do it now.
You gotta remember, Pete's from Staten Island, so he ain't no punk. You know, so he's not scared. But still, and Kanye doesn't look like he can whoop someone's ass. I mean, he's not a Debo, you know, type of dude.
Yeah, you're not worried about him whooping anybody's ass.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, you're never worried about the people that, remember when they used to be called going postal? You were never worried about those people going postal because they were the people that were bullied.
Yeah.
What happened was, after they were bullied and they reached their limit, they didn't go in there to fight. They came in with AR-15s. They came strapped to the T. So I just think this is not healthy, and it's not healthy for the kids to be able to see this stuff. So
yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And like I said, I'm just done with Kanye, and I don't even say I'll pray for him. Nope, just done with him.
Just keeping your prayers to yourself, huh?
Yeah, no, you don't get no prayer hands from me anymore. Just you figure your stuff out.
Do you even pray?
No.
So there's no loss there. What the hell? I thought you were taking something away from him.
No. I don't pray. But if I did,
he's not gonna play his album on Apple Music anymore. How about
if
that?
If I did, I wouldn't pray for him. Let's just say that.
If I did say prayers, I wouldn't include you in.
Wouldn't include Kanye.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root,
and I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one went from serious to crazy real fast. We've been having these conversations since college, man.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 78. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
Yes, and please subscribe because Terrell made a deal with the devil on our Married at First Sight recap last Wednesday, right? So here's the deal. Alyssa and Chris, he said if they make it, we'd do season 15. Well, they didn't make it. Season's not even open. They didn't make it. So Terrell decided he's going to make another deal with the devil. If we get to 1,000 subscribers before the reunion, or by the reunion, then we will do another show, right? People are saying already season 15. Some are saying Love is Blind. Some are saying Ready to Love. And, you know, taking all suggestions, but need to get to 1,000 subscribers so he can go ahead and say yes. So I saw this one pop up as well too, man. This Estee Lauder CEO, what was his official title?
Executive president or executive group president or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he had a post that he put up on Instagram, a spoof Sesame Street cover. and it involved the N-word. You know, it's like Ma Rogan got the Rona at a Chingy concert. it's like Estee Lauder fired him because of it. They didn't waste any time. He's put in over 30 years at the company. And I had this thing pulled up before. Of course, deleted the tweet, and then he put up another post, and in that other post he said, there are not enough words to express my remorse and sorrow. Not only did I hurt many people whom I respect, the terrible mistake I made has undermined everything I've been working for since I began my career 31 years ago. 31 years down in one post.
Okay. Kudos to Estee Lauder for trying to support diversity and inclusion, but I have questions. You have a 30-year employee that's an executive, and all it took was just one Instagram post for you to fire him. Like, to me, there must be more to the story. And the fact that that's what they called out, here's why we fired him, is because of this. I'm like, so he's done everything awesome, been a great employee, but he does one Instagram post. And it was something he shared. He didn't create the meme. He just shared it. That one thing gets an executive fired. I just find that to be quite odd. And most executives, you have some type of golden parachute anyway, so it's not like he's going to be hurting for money.
Right.
But I just find that odd that all it took was that one post. Like, if he was a Starbucks barista, I get it. But the vice president of marketing for Starbucks just shares a meme like that, but everything else they've done is great, and you fire him instantly? Yeah, let's find that weird.
Considering how as much as you've done in HR, right? What would have been an appropriate, because again, 31 years, a long time. He's made a lot of money for the company, I'm assuming, because he's been there that long. a lot invested in the company. They've invested a lot of him in him. What would be the appropriate punishment then? Is it, you know, okay, on suspension for a month, 2 months, maybe?
Well,
or what?
I don't know because I think it all depends on how much backlash happened. And I didn't catch that part in the story, but let's say he did that post and now all these employees are up in arms. There's a hashtag fire him deal and it just makes bad press for the company. Then I would say, yeah, you got to fire. But if it was just like a couple employees were like, hey, heads up, did y'all see this? And then they're like, oh, we got to get rid of him. So I don't know what happened. And so I think that's the thing that would determine whether you let him go or just slap on the wrist is how much public outcry came from it, you know? And so I didn't hear anything about it until the story came out that he got fired.
And it seems like all happened really fast, right? And here's the thing, I think you said he was like 58 years old or something like that. So it's not like he can't say, oh, I didn't know, I couldn't say that, you know?
So is that bad? Is that not allowed here? I didn't see that in the handbook. There's nothing about Instagram in the employee handbook.
I thought we didn't see color anymore. You know, you can't use that excuse.
I didn't have an R at the end. It was with an A. So that's
yeah. It's okay. It wasn't ER. It was A.
Yeah.
So I mean, I get the reaction. I think it's one of those things that I think we have to be. I'm almost leery of it because there's so many things that people do on social and share on social, right? And then say, well, it's my personal social. So what does it matter? But then again, when you're in such a certain position, then you represent the company anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And once you represent the company, now you have to really be careful of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what, you get in a car accident, you have road rage, you're representing the company regardless.
Right.
On or off the clock.
100%. That's why, like, anytime we've recorded our shows the last, year and a half, I've never had my logo on. I've never said where I work because this has nothing to do with that, right? And I think sometimes people get messy with their social media or things they do outside of work. And they feel like this is my personal time. It's like you're still a representative of the company sometimes. And you just never know what content you put out or what things that you share, how that could have a negative impact on the company. There's some wild stuff I would love to put out on social media because, you know me, when I have a couple of whiskeys, I just say things and think things. and I would just put it out there just to see what happens. But I'm like, I can't do that. Because you just never know, right? And I have a lot of coworkers that follow me on my social media. And so I can't just go out and be like, these white people tripping. Like, I just can't lose my shit.
They be tripping. Yeah. and it's interesting, though, because, you know, regardless of, and you can tread lightly regardless, right? And still, people are going to see and take it the way they want to. I mean, perfect example is your friend Reggie Mantle, who from the very beginning, what's his deal? He comes off as racist. I'm like, we could go back to that clip some point in time and revisit that because I went back and looked at that clip and I'm like, that was a reach, man. That was a real reach. You still won't put us in the same room.
No, I won't.
You still won't put us in the same room.
No, I won't. Like, when/ if I get married, that could be the only time y'all would meet, but it'd be brief. I'd make sure it'd be brief.
I look forward to it.
I'd have people on duty to make sure that they kept. I'm gonna treat y'all like COVID. I need y'all 6 feet apart.
It's okay. I'm coming with my hand sanitizer anyway. I know he'll be completely triggered by that. Because you know the asshole I am.
Yes, I do know. Very well.
But I'll come with one with him for him too as a gift.
Mm. by some company in Africa that makes sanitizer. That's what you would do.
Yep. Since we've gone the political route, what's going on with your buddy Ted Cruz, man?
Not much. We just had the primaries, and so we're getting close to people need to vote in November to make sure that we get Ted Cruz out. So you got a lot of people, even conservatives I know that I'm friends with, that are not Ted Cruz fans. So I'm feeling a little bit more confident that possibility that Ted Cruz could lose. I didn't mean to make that rhyme. That just
happened. Does he have somebody opposing him on the Democratic side this time?
I don't know who that person is. But I don't know who
that's
that is, but there's somebody. And then you got Beto O'Rourke that's going to go against Governor Abbott. So that'll be interesting, too. Right. So some interesting stuff that's going to be happening politically here in Texas, but I still say all of my Texans, November, we vote Ted Cruz out. We have to get rid of him. Don't forget Snowpocalypse. Don't forget the lies. Don't forget all the stuff that he's done. We got to get rid of him. And that's the issue that's my conservative. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, Friday, who is conservative, and he was actually in Cancun when I called him. And I was like, hey, I hear Cancun's nice. Ted Cruz loves to go there. And he was like, you know, if I saw him, I'd probably run over him with my car. And he goes, and I'm a conservative, but I just can't deal with someone that's just that much of an idiot and lies. And I'm just like, yes, that's exactly what I've been talking about.
Now, that's great. However, he probably run over him with his car, but ask him, would he vote for a Democrat? He'd probably be like, oh, hell no. Because you know what? Politics is so gang associated now that it's like, it's our gang against yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Us against them. And it doesn't matter. I may not like this person, but I definitely am not voting with that person. So therefore, I'm going to vote for this person. I think that's what you're going to see with the conservatives in Texas. And that's why Ted Cruz is going to be right back in office. You know, Texas is going to Texas. Texas is going to Florida. Texas is going to Flexus. And he's going to be right back there as a senator. Because regardless, you don't even know who the Democratic opposition is, his opponent is. So
yeah, I'm a little disappointed in myself on that because I haven't seen any big news.
Don't be, because nobody else in Texas knows who it is either.
Yeah, I haven't seen any like big... Yeah, I haven't even seen, like, I was going through this deal about the primaries and who's on it, but I've not seen, like, who the Democratic candidate in Texas is that's going against Ted Cruz.
See? This came in from rgrtpod@gmail.com, and this, as much flying as you used to do, as much flying as I'm doing now, here's what happened. This pilot is going through TSA, and one of the agents was like, he looks a little strange. He might be impaired. So they contacted airport police. They went and grabbed him, right? He blew a 0.17 blood alcohol level, right? Which is more than twice the driving limit, which is 0.08, which is that 0.08 is twice what it should be for pilots to fly, which is 0.04. So he was more than four times the legal flying limit and went to work. I think I've seen this movie before. Denzel was in it, right?
Flight. Well, what I find funny about this, and I find funny and crazy, is that I just learned that a pilot, when you have a drink, right? One drink is going to take you to 0.02, right? So every cocktail you have, every beer you have, every glass of wine, it's going to be 0.02. So if you have, that's saying that they could have at least two drinks and then go fly a plane with a bunch of people on it. Like, that's okay. If you just have two drinks in your system. I didn't realize. I've just figured that would be one of those, you can't drink at all to operate this vehicle.
Right.
Right. You think of forklift drivers, right? They can't, you can't be drunk and get on a forklift, but you can let them fly a plane with at least two beers in them. But I'm wondering what behavior they notice. Like, was the guy just all wobbly and slurred, or was he just like a little too happy? Like, what's going on, fellas? Pew, 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 pew. We're going to fly a plane today. Like, you know, it's just been, yeah. Leaving on a jet plane. Come on, everybody.
Sing along. You know, and think about this. He probably didn't wake up drinking because this was in the morning. This is in the morning, right? This is a morning flight. Happened up in Buffalo. So it's cold. The night before he comes in, he probably had a hell of a night.
Mm.
So this is leftover. Because all in the system from the night before. He might have slammed 50 drinks that night before.
Hey, well, you know, we've been there, right? Where you have a hard night.
But we weren't flying.
But you got to get up in the morning and go to work.
We weren't flying a plane.
True. True. But I remember the years of me being a restaurant manager, you know, getting up early, you know, after drinking all night, going to bed like 4 or 5, take a 2-hour nap. You get to the restaurant, you're still way hungover, and you're having to make food. And like cook riblets and prepare stuff and pour that liquid smoke on there.
Is there about to tell us about what happened back in that kitchen?
No. I'm just saying that there's been times where you're trying to like open up that restaurant and you're hungover and you got to like make margarita mix and all that stuff. And you're just like throwing up, but no one knows.
Let me say this. I am completely fine. I'm completely fine with a restaurant manager being drunk and throwing up in the back outside, right? Or in the bathroom. I'm fine with that. As long as you use some mouthwash and brush your teeth before you come back out and talk to customers. I'm not fine with my pilot.
Yeah.
there's a big difference, okay?
Yeah.
If one light is still on the plane, they do not let the plane leave and get out on the runway. They bring it right back. I've been on a plane where that should happen, and they were like, yeah, sorry, we can't go. So I don't want my pilot having one drink getting on the plane.
No, I'm with you. And this, you know, my question is, how many times has he done this and not been caught?
Right.
You know? Now, on the flip side, what if he was like a Captain Sully that gets on the plane hammered and still lands it into the Hudson safely?
Are you saying Captain Sully was hammered?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, in the movie Flight, Denzel was hammered, yeah, but he saved all these passengers on this plane. So I'm like, in that instance, how do you feel? You know, if you take the movie Flight, it's a fake movie, but if this guy here is that got fired from JetBlue or is under investigation at JetBlue, if he wound up landing a plane safely and saving people, but then we found out he was hammered, well, how would
you know what happens after that is then now they start questioning what happened that caused the problem in the first place, right? And you can say, oh, he ran into a flock of birds. Well, did he not see them? Was it because he was drunk? You know, there's going to be something because he'll still be blamed for it regardless.
Yeah.
So, no, I still don't want my pilot sleepy. I know the plane pretty much flies itself, but I still want him awake. I don't want him drunk and hungover. I don't want any of that. I don't want him high on shit except air as we get up there. That's the only high I want to see him on.
What about just a little weed? Just a little weed. Just like a little.
You get on that
for his cataracts. I've never heard of anybody being high and wreck their car. So I feel like weed, you might not get there as fast as you would normally get there, but you're still going to get there.
He'll be at the top of the runway and be like, all right, flight 3562, you're clear for takeoff. Flight 3562, hello, Captain?
This is 3562, what's up?
Captain, you've been sitting there for 5 minutes. What's going on?
New intercom, who this?
Oh, shit. You know, something else that came in here that I thought was pretty interesting is you're a dog lover.
Yep.
Right? And there's this neighbor who was upset and wants their neighbor to change their dog's name because they think the dog's name is inappropriate and offensive.
Mm.
You know, I don't just want to say, point this out real quick. Before I even give you the name, I just want to say that this is the reason why Trump was in office. Because everybody's offended about so much shit. Everybody's offended about everything, right? And now you tell me, is this offensive? Because she goes, it's like living next door to Jay from The Inbetweeners. His dog is called Boner. Every morning I hear, Boner, Boner, come back inside, Boner.
That's what she said. Oh. I think it's so dumb. And I would be tempted to say, is this Florida or Texas? But it's neither. But it's just dumb. Like, okay, you don't like their dog's name. So what? Like, who cares? And like the fact that triggers your day, that ruins your day to hear Boner come back inside. That just bothers you. That says more something about you. I think there are some people who are just way too sensitive and very, I would say, prudish that, you know, everything makes them want to clutch their pearls. And I'm just like, just get over yourself. Midwest people are like
maybe
that.
Hasn't.
A lot of Midwest people are like that. I've lived in the Midwest. A lot of them are just very, you know, you don't talk about anything. You don't know about this and you don't say that. And I got out there and I'm just like, yeah, F this. Just like, I'm like, yeah, I said it. It's a big deal.
Not the Midwest I was in. But then again, I was also in Detroit and Cleveland. So completely different breed.
That's a different type of Midwest.
And maybe this neighbor hasn't had seen a boner in a while, but you know now seeing this one is what makes it inappropriate and offensive. But the fact that I think there's more to this, I think there's more about this neighbor that just don't like it. It's just like, oh, how dare they name this dog this? You know, it's got to be something else besides, right? And it really comes to be quite honest, that may not even be the dog's name.
Yeah. He's just saying that to piss her off.
I am. I'd probably do something. Just, exactly.
It's just boner, get in here.
Come here.
And then there's this, hey there, Sparky. That could be just to make her mad. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you want to complain about it and ask them to change the dog's name, like, that's just, could you imagine? Hey, I need you to change your dog's name. Why? Because when I hear you call the dog's name, it offends me. I get triggered.
I'm taking the dog out 4 or 5 times a day now. I'm coming home on break just to take the dog out. I'm coming home at lunch just to take the dog out.
I put signs out in the yard, beware of boner. But a picture of the dog.
Make sure they're facing their windows.
Yeah. Beware of boner. Boner's a big problem that you don't want anything to do with.
That's a hard problem.
You step in this property, boner's gonna dig in your ass.
On that note, we're gonna make a hard left away from boner.
Or more like a curve to the left, not quite a hard left. Oh man, it's a Sunday. What are we talking about this?
I know, right? That's because you don't go to church.
You see why. I'd probably like catch on fire if I walked in. They'd be like, in the middle of the sermon, pastor would be like, deacons, get him. No. You get out. I've seen your podcast. There's nothing we can do for you here. You get out.
But you said come. The Lord said come as you are. Yeah.
No, not you. He wasn't talking about you. Get out.
I brought my dog boner. I brought my boner with me. Hey, don't forget, man, we drop the audio episodes every Monday. Tuesday, we drop the video on YouTube. And Wednesdays, of course, we're back with the Married at First Sight recap, season 14, Bast. Ugh.
Gross.
Here's something, and we talk about this, and so we may have something for our Married at First Sight recap folks coming who have suggested Love is Blind, because season 2, it's over. They've had the reunion. I've watched it. You're in the process of watching it, surprisingly. You know, without any nudging or prodding, he just started watching this thing again. So great. You haven't given up on it yet, so make it to the end of it. And we may just do a recap, a one-time recap of season 2. So
maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
It's going to happen.
It's interesting. It's a lot less drama. I have some opinions about some of these people.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, I have some opinions about some of these people that I got to get off my chest. So I'm sure we will do it. See, just so I
told you.
Just so I can. I need closure after I watch all that. It's like when you go to a movie. After the movie's over, you want to talk about it with somebody. I got to get some of the stuff off my chest about these couples in Love is Blind. So be on the lookout. Mm.
See, look, I told y'all it's happening. Key thing to keep in mind too. Make sure you let us know what other, make sure you tell a friend to subscribe, but also make sure you tell us which other reality TV show, this deal with the devil that he's made. We get to 1,000 subscribers, we'll do another one as well. So let us know which one it is. Nobody said Love After Lockup yet, or Love During Lockup. Thank God. Please don't say that.
You lost me as soon as I heard Lockup.
You know what else is coming
too?
I was
like, mm-mm. No.
There's another one coming. So there was Love and Marriage Huntsville, which was, that's a whole nother thing on its own. But they're about to do Love and Marriage DC. Or Washington, or whatever they're going to call it. But Washington, D.C.
Why there's so many of these shows?
That's going to be an interesting
one. I'd never even heard of Married at First Sight until you told me about, we're going to watch this after we did The Black Bachelor. But all these shows, like people are commenting under our last video. I have no idea what they are. I've never heard of them. Except Love is Blind.
It's a rabbit hole,
and
man.
I'm just like, there's that many reality shows out there?
Now, I knew about Married at First Sight, right? I knew about 90 Day Fiancé, but I will say this. I learned about so many more during quarantine with my wife because we just watch TV together, you know? And so she watched this and I'm like, you know, okay, I'll watch it with you. And I will say, some of the things she watched, I was like, why are you watching this? Why are you watching all these things about people killing their spouses? And so lots of stuff out there. So make sure, subscribe, tell a friend to subscribe. And then therefore we get to that 1,000, we'll get another one in. And you decide which one we get to watch, which one we'll review. So I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Coffee cheers.
I dropped my cup. Luckily, it was empty, but I dropped my cup. I was like, oh.